Interviewing techniques. You may be presenting your portfolio to a professor, a director of education, director of the Center for Prior Learning, a prospective employer, maybe a supervisor, or a supervising teacher for a promotion. Many times, the best qualified person is not hired for the job. Just as the resume is important for opening the door, the job interview is critical for putting your best foot forward and clearly articulating why you are the best person for the job. Here are some ideas that might help you achieve that goal. Be on time. Make certain you write down the date and time of your interview. A good first impression is important and can be lasting. Be professional. Don't ramble or talk too much about your personal life. For example, "Tell me about yourself" is not an invitation to discuss your personal life. Direct your answer to the job. Also, never criticize your former employer. This is unprofessional and says more about you than it does about them. Avoid being too familiar. Familiarity can be a barrier to a professional interview. Never call anyone by a first name unless you are asked to. Know the name, title, and the pronunciation of the interviewer's name, and don't sit down until the interviewer does. Answer questions fully. Be clear, concise, and direct. Even if the interviewer is easygoing and friendly, remember why you are there. Dress appropriately. Since nonverbal communication is 90% of communication, dressing inappropriately is a barrier that you can't avoid. In most situations, you'll be safe if you wear clean, pressed, and conservative business clothes in neutral colors. Be prepared. Show that you have knowledge about the company. What product does it make? How is it doing? What is the competition? Find out about the position before you interview. Ask the personnel office to send you a job description. What do you think the company is looking for in the position for which you are applying? You will likely be asked the common question, "Why are you interested in this job?" Be prepared to answer with a reference to the company. Relate your experiences to the job. Use every question as an opportunity to show how the skills you have relate to this particular job. Be honest. Don't overstate your accomplishments or grade point average or exaggerate your experience. While it is important to be confident and stress your strengths, it's equally important for your sense of integrity to always be honest. Focus in on what you can do for the company. Don't ask about benefits, salary, or vacations until you are actually offered the job. Be careful about appearing arrogant or displaying a know-it-all attitude. You are there to show how you can contribute to their organization. Be poised and relaxed. Avoid nervous habits such as tapping your pencil, playing with your hair, or covering your mouth with your hand. Avoid such language as "you know," and stuff like that. Don't smoke, chew gum, fidget, or bite your nails. Maintain good eye contact. Look people in the eye and speak with confidence. Your eyes reveal much about you. Use them to show interest, confidence, poise, and sincerity. Relax and take a deep breath. You are relating to another person, not giving a speech to a large crowd. Look at the interviewer and watch for body cues that indicate understanding and rapport. Use other nonverbal techniques to reinforce your confidence, such as a firm handshake. Practice interviewing. Like any skill, the more you practice, the better you will be. Consider videotaping a practice interview. Most campuses have a service like this available through the Career Center or your media department. It is also very helpful to practice being interviewed by a friend. Rehearse your questions and be prepared. Make certain that you communicate your skills, abilities, and talents. Close the interview on a positive note. Thank the interviewer for his or her time. Shake hands and say that you are looking forward to hearing from him or her. If you had an exceptionally pleasant interview, you may consider sending a personal handwritten thank you note. And finally, the follow-up letter. Following up on details is critical for your job search. A follow-up letter is especially important. It serves as a reminder for the interviewer and an opportunity for you to thank the interviewer for the meeting and a chance to make a positive comment about the job opening and the company. Writing thank you notes and letters demonstrates that you have good manners, good business etiquette, and that you are organized.